Rock, rock, rock me, mama.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hi, guys.
Welcome back.
Welcome to Rock Me Mama.
I'm Macy.
And I'm Amy. And that's Morgan.
Hey,
and that's Rooster.
How's it going? Rooster, get out.
He's okay.
Y'all, we have a dog that's always needing to be in the middle of things.
Oh my God, I had a moment of like apparent psychosis because I sent Nick, a little picture of a rescue dog that,
what?
No, listen. It was like a little bulldog that needed a home that was like really plays well with other bulldogs and blah, blah, blah. And I sent it to Nick and I was like, maybe this will shut Tito
up.
No, I know. Obviously, I was like not thinking, I was not in my brain.
Sure.
But I was like, maybe if we get Tito a friend, then he will climb out of my asshole.
You'll just, have, Nick was you'll like, just have two Nick, dogs.
No, that's what Nick said. Nick was like, but they got rid of Ned. And I was like, that's true.
Yeah,
and a lot of, so when I posted that thing about I hate my dog.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was
first
funny.
Of all, so many women are like, oh my God, I feel so seen.
It was so funny.
Ever since I had my kid, I fucking hate my dog. And then other women are like, your dog deserves better. Because I posted
it
on our.
I don't remember what I had that day, but I was not on.
Well, I posted it on our TikTok and it went like, it did pretty
that's
well.
Where the hatred
and so
came.
All these people are like, your dog deserves so much better than you.
Hey, you want to adopt him?
And I'm
yeah,
like,
to come take
first
him. Great.
Of all, I'm allowed to hate my dog. I'm not allowed to beat my dog.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not allowed to like leave my dog in the freezing cold and malnourish
him. Not against
him.
The rules to hate
you
your
also,
dog.
You don't
but
hate
I
him.
Am
you
not
just...
required to like my dog.
You just strongly dislike him. You
I
don't hate him.
Despise him. Mm. I don't want anything to happen to him. I don't feel, I don't want
that
him to get
hurt. That
means
you don't hate him. If you hated him, you would.
Yeah, I don't want anything bad to happen to him. I get that he's a sweet dog. I get that he's good with Farrah. Nick loves him. At one point, I loved him too.
Yeah, isn't that hard to believe though?
But I can't stand him. And you know when like you're dating a guy and you fall out of love with him, mm-hmm. but he's mm-hmm. still in love with you.
Mm-hmm.
And then
no.
you try.
No.
Shut up. Yes, you do.
No.
Well, no, you've only dated, pretty much only dated your husband.
Yep, and all the other guys didn't like me, so.
You're so.
All the ones that I like did not like me.
I hate you.
Hey, but the one that did love you,
hey, I'm,
you're
I'm,
still
I'm,
loves
I'm,
you forever.
I'm Tito.
Oh, no, but like, you know when you're over someone and you can feel their desperation mm-hmm. because they know that they're losing you?
Yeah, yeah.
And they're scrambling
yeah.
and they're just like, they become so desperate that it's even
yeah.
more disgusting.
It's so gross.
And you're like, oh my God, get away mm-hmm. from me. That's Tito and
yeah.
my relationship.
Tito's like leaving you coffees and sending you flowers.
Literally.
Texting with more smiley faces.
I'll like make my coffee and he just like licks my leg. I'm like, can you? Can you not?
Listener.
It's too much. And
know that this is coming from a place of
hate.
Minor joking. I would kick him.
Yeah.
Minor joking.
Yeah.
Like a little bit of joking.
I never kick him, but the feeling of rage.
Yeah.
After dealing with my kid and being tired and working and, you know, all the other things, I'm like, leave me alone.
Macy's freaking out.
I'm sorry. Rudy's making
noises.
The cutest noises in the world.
He is. Right. Well, Rudy, when we got here, Macy and I, every single thing he did, we were like,
oh.
He's at that 4 month.
Delicious stage.
When they hit 4 months,
yeah.
something happens in baby world where they just turn a corner of like just absolute ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Well, their features
cuteness.
Start becoming like their features, not
and they
to, like,
smile.
Squished, like,
and they're engaging.
And they
with
smile
you.
And laugh.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Oh, 4 months
so
is when it starts getting
it's
fun.
Almost there.
Mm-hmm.
11 days.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
If I could birth a 4 month old, I would.
Right.
Because
yeah,
the beginning
yeah.
to me is hellish. Even though it's sweet, I'm just like, I could skip that easily.
Mm-hmm. I could skip it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could for
because
sure.
you get nothing back. You get so little back from them until they're around 4 months.
I would agree with that.
Oh, I loved it with E.
The little like squishiness.
Oh, I know you did.
The little squishiness is fun when they're like, little, but like It's just mostly hard.
And they're so breakable.
Mostly hard. They're so breakable.
They're so like anything you do, you're like, oh, they're going to die or they're going to like you just feel like they're so fragile.
Well, especially with your first kid too. Like literally if they like go too long without blinking.
Oh, yeah.
It's an emergency.
Yeah.
And you were saying he doesn't spit up at all, right? Mm-mm. Like literally zero.
He has spit up a total of like 4 times.
That's crazy.
So crazy. Yeah. That's how E was too. And Wyatt was the opposite.
Oh my God. Farrah spit up literally everything. I did not know how she gained any weight because everything came out.
It's so
I was constantly
scary.
Stressed about it.
I mean, you get used to it.
Well, but she would choke on it too. When she was really young, she would choke on her spit up and it was like awful.
We didn't know how to handle it with Wyatt since E didn't do it, which sounds so naive. But like, if you have a baby that doesn't do it, don't really know what to expect. But
so weird to me when babies don't spit up because mine did so much.
Yeah. Well, and that's how Wyatt was.
I feel like formula babies usually spit up more, but Farrah wasn't
formula.
She's just like wild. I don't know. She had
reflux stuff. Probably,
yeah, Rosie spits up a good bit and she wasn't formula.
Farrah had reflux stuff. Like she was definitely in a lot of pain for the whole beginning of her life.
Yeah.
It was nonstop to figure out how to like rubbing her tummy and massaging her to try to get farts out. And like, well, I remember too, just winding her little legs for hours together in the night. And you're just like, oh my God. Cause they're so uncomfortable. And then they try to nurse to make it feel better, but it doesn't make it feel better. And, it's awful. So you're going back to work.
Tomorrow. How you feeling?
Well, first of all, I feel like it's impossible that it's been 16 weeks.
Yeah, it went by really fast.
Had him. I went into my appointment and texted y'all.
And that was 16 weeks ago.
That's insane.
Yeah.
So, that feels really crazy because I don't remember it flying like this with Hart.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it was just me and him. Like, you know, there wasn't. No, he's the second. Mm-hmm.
I don't think it does fly with the first.
I don't think it does.
I don't feel like it flew from now that she's three. I'm like, oh my God. But I don't think it does with your first because it fucking rocks your whole world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And just things feel busier, I guess, now. But
You have a toddler.
Yeah. Yeah. He's just, you know.
And it's not also new. Like, it's a new baby. It's different, but it's not every single thing that he does is like, or like, what do I do? And I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. You've done it.
It's new and it's different and it's still super fucking hard, but it's not so new that you're, I don't know.
Yeah, I would agree with that for sure. And I mean, I'm excited about work. I like my job. I mean, I think I told y'all like the busiest time of the year for me is the time that I missed on maternity leave.
Yeah.
So it's kind of nice to be going.
That's nice.
I'm so glad that's how it worked out.
It's kind of nice to be going back and like, okay, I'll get settled in. Whereas with Hart, I went back after maternity leave at the end of September and then went straight into Q4. Like,
yeah. And you were like
Q4 and Q1 are crazy.
Yeah.
And so that'll be good to have like, you know, not that I'm like going to try any less, but just like the pressure and all that is not the same.
Yeah.
And so, I'm nervous. And y'all, putting him in daycare, look, I'm even talking about it and he knows. He's like, no.
He's like, I don't want to go. That's going to be really hard and traumatic for you.
Yeah.
Like tomorrow, you know it's going to be a hard day.
Yeah. And so basically what's happening is putting him in daycare on Wednesdays and then Thursday and Friday, my sister's keeping him here, which is wonderful. And then I'm in the office on Tuesdays as well, but Bill's
home gonna be with them Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, but I'm home on Monday.
Okay.
So, but yeah, I told Bill, I was like, I don't think you can do this.
Yeah, Bill, how you feel
I'm just
about
gonna be
Tuesday?
Completely
with
honest.
Two with the two.
Yeah, I don't think he can.
Oh, it's gonna be tough. He'll be able to do it, but it's gonna be hard.
And
he knows that it's gonna be hard.
Where did I hear like sometimes you just like have to let your husband and like the father of kids just suffer and like have a hard time and like figure it out.
There were so many times where Amy texted me and was like, just leave the house, Chase can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Or like come like
Yeah.
And it's not even like
No, but you have to because they need to learn how to do it without you.
Yeah. But it's not even a doubt in
them. It's not a jab. Yeah. No. It's like you know them so much better because you have to you know, feed them, do all this stuff.
Also,
like,
babies and kids won't let the father do anything if you're there.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah.
And they're not going to let you do anything. If they're not going to let Bill do anything if you're there because that's just how it is.
No.
Yeah.
In all families, they want mom.
And it's still that way.
Until they're older, they want mom.
Yeah. I mean, it's still.
Yes. If I'm around,
it's 3 years and 3 months old and I still have to put him down every single night.
Nick says that when I'm not there.
Wake him up every single morning.
And when you're not there, I'm sure they're fine.
Oh, completely. He's obsessed with Chase.
But if you're there, they want you. Yeah. So you just have to leave and be like, I know that this man I chose to marry is not going to let my children die.
But there's also...
they're also his children.
There's also the...
I need to trust that no matter how stressful it is, they will survive and it'll be okay.
And you have to know that, like, no offense, Bill, he's not going to do it like you. I think that's like one thing that always gets
me. And that's okay.
Me. Yeah, like, nobody, Chase,
no,
Polly... our parent, like nobody is gonna do it like I do, and that's okay.
Yeah,
and you just have to let that go.
Well, because at the end of the day, it like has to be okay, right? Like,
yeah, no, it actually has to be okay.
Well, other people have to be able to care for your children.
Yeah,
you have to be able to work, live,
and it's
eventually
gonna feel so
take a day,
good.
Eventually take a night. You know,
yeah,
you have to, and it's so hard. But you know that with heart.
Yeah,
you've done it.
Yeah.
It's going to be fucking hard. It's going to be, tomorrow is going to be awful.
We're
going to need to have a glass of wine after tomorrow. Yeah. Like,
that's for sure.
Tomorrow night, a glass of wine is required.
Yeah.
Because
well,
you're going to cry a lot.
We didn't put Hart in daycare until he was almost two.
I know.
Because he was at home with a nanny.
I know.
Till that point. And so I know a lot of moms we've talked about this, have to do like 6 weeks or you know, whatever the minimum is. And so I'm very lucky that he's, 3.5 months old, but that's a big jump from almost two to put them in a...
it's a big deal.
Oh, man. So,
But it's also very common, you know?
Is,
and
extremely.
It's like you just...
Yes.
I've said this 200 times on this podcast, but I'm pretty sure Nick's younger siblings were in daycare immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, immediately. Yeah. And so... they're both awesome people.
Yeah.
I think Nick, maybe she waited 6 months for a year, but
and
not
it's also
long.
It's okay to check in every hour. Like if
all
you need to,
the time,
he's your baby. You're allowed to be like,
mm-hmm.
How's he doing? Is the bottle going down? Okay. How did he sleep? You're allowed to ask all of those things.
That's one thing that we've been struggling with, as y'all know, that we could tell the listener is, we figured out that Rudy didn't want to take bottles.
that's been the biggest stressor.
This was just on what day? I took Hart to like a pottery class on Friday.
That's so cute.
Was it fun? Story time. And then you painted a piece of pottery that was themed like the story.
Oh.
The story was I love you to the moon and back. And we painted a mug that said it.
I love that story.
Thumbprint like fireflies. Anyway.
At the library?
No, at Brush Fire in Green Hills.
Oh, cool.
That's so cute.
Yeah. Yeah, so Sydney came and kept him, and she's like, yeah, this is not how, like, he would not take a bottle. Bill had experienced that before, and so I went and bought, what was that, yesterday? 3 more types of bottles. He wouldn't really take any of them. One of them was, like, okay, but it was still hard. And then I, like, Amazon Primed the Herobility shout out.
What is Herobility?
It's just, like, a Swedish brand that,
it's the one
Spencer uses.
Yeah.
I haven't read the text chain in a minute.
So the issue is that, like, it seemed like they were all too like long and skinny, like the nipples. He was having like the gaps on the side of his mouth.
Yeah.
And so he wasn't getting a good latch, but these are kind of like flatter and wider.
Are they expensive?
No. Mm-mm. No, I got a 4-pack of like 8.5-ounce bottles for like $20, I think.
Okay.
Good. So, I mean, also worth $200
yeah,
if
who
it
cares.
Exactly. If those are the ones he needs.
Yeah.
So yeah, we figured that out.
And he likes it?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I got him to take 4 ounces today.
Oh, thank God. I'm so glad.
Yeah, Spencer came by and she was like, I'll help. I'll feed him. But he was asleep. So, but that was nice. The daycare director. Y'all, daycare director told me last week when I went and saw the baby room, for new enrollments, the like app update, it's like they're, it's not working. So what? Hopefully it's fixed by next
week.
Wait,
what do you mean? It's not
so
working.
Like I can't get any updates on him through the app. Like pictures, no. Like what, how much he ate. She was like, we have these pieces of paper that we'll fill out and give it to you at the end of the day.
No.
And I'm like, okay, you have my cell phone number.
Yeah,
like,
text. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Morgan, if it's still not working tomorrow, you need to tell a teacher, yeah. I am so sorry. Or no, don't even apologize. Don't
no,
even apologize.
No, don't apologize.
Rewind. You need to tell his teacher, this is my first day back at work. He has never left our house to, you know.
Yeah.
Can I please give you my number so I can get some
Yeah, I need like some cell phone
I'll
updates.
I'll sign something. Like, yeah. Like, you can text me.
Yeah. That's totally reasonable.
Do that for yourself.
I'm like, skrrr!
Yeah.
Hold up.
Do that for yourself because otherwise you're going to be, your mom brain, like all of our mom brains, is going to start going to the what ifs and the intrusive thoughts, and just because that's what we do, and it sucks so bad.
My God, it's so bad.
And you would rather, the second you start worrying, just be like, hey,
yeah,
me again. How's he doing?
I was like,
and that's okay.
And I did tell her, like, I will be calling.
Yeah.
If it's not fixed, I'm going to be calling regularly.
Okay, good.
And if you have a like a weird feeling until they fix it, I'm around tomorrow. Yeah, I had a cancellation and I'm actually around. So if you need to drop him with me,
I'm around tomorrow.
Then you can drop him with me. Nick's taking Farah to the dentist. Other than that, I'm with her. So you can. Yeah, because, you know, I would feel weird about that.
Oof.
My mother-in-law.
I check in constantly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My mother-in-law is coming annoyed. To watch, to help with the boys because she's going back to Florida this weekend. And so she'll be around all afternoon tomorrow, so I will be free.
Yeah.
So even if you need best. Whatever.
Yeah, seriously, because also look at him. I can't even look at him.
Oh, he's like me.
Just be torture.
Me.
Just be torture.
He's so delicious.
My
goodness.
So sweet.
Oh my God. So what was the feeling that you got from the infant room? Like, you've obviously seen it. Like, what's your vibe?
Fine. Actually, at least whenever I went, so this daycare does like, I know that where y'all go, they have like kind of structured, like there's a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, a Tuesday and a Thursday or a full time.
Mm-hmm.
You can pretty much customize anything at this daycare. You do drop in, whatever.
That's cool. Really
yeah.
nice.
Yeah. So it's nice. So I feel, so Wednesdays, they're just like, when I went and saw it, there weren't that many babies in there.
Oh, good.
Which is a good thing in my opinion. And I think he's going to be the youngest one.
Okay.
And there's only one other like really a close to him
baby.
In age.
A sweet
him.
Baby.
Gosh, I cannot deal with him.
And like all the teachers are like, oh my gosh, he's starting. Oh my gosh, like he's coming. I'm going to be in there on all my breaks. And like, you know,
well,
teachers.
Because look at him.
Hearts
so
teachers,
he's going to be like, people are going to be just
like fighting over
and
him.
And it helps that they all love Heart. And I know that. And they're really excited
to
see him.
Oh, that's true too. That's true too.
So that's good.
Yeah.
And it was peaceful.
Hands.
Like,
good.
I mean, one baby was sleeping. Two others were just crawling around playing. And, you know, it was good. But, like, yeah, I'm trying not to pick everything apart.
Yeah. It's
I'm
so
just
hard.
Drive myself crazy.
Nobody's going to be you, like Macy said. And, like, you know, he's like a limb. Mm.
Yeah.
You know, he's on you 24 hours a day. So you are going to feel like you are missing a limb tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, you know, you just have to realize that and be like,
it is what
this is life, and life is not fair, and women should not be separated from their babies this early, but it happens. Women get through it. Babies get through it. And the babies adjust really well.
Know that tomorrow is going to be the hardest one.
Yeah.
Next Wednesday will be a little bit easier.
Yeah. Soon it's going to be the new normal.
Also, when he's young enough where this will become his norm.
It's also going to get to a point where you're like, oh, it's Wednesday.
I know.
You will. That's I know true. That seems like, I mean, you know.
And I know that there are like pros and cons, but waiting as long as we did with our first,
100%.
I think that's not great either.
Yeah.
Because by the time I sent Farah to daycare, she was old enough to be like, hell no. Mm-hmm. And she cried for like the first fucking 6 months.
Yeah. And then
they were like, it takes a few weeks. No, it did not take a few weeks for us.
And you had gotten to know her at that point too. So you're like, oh, well, something really, she must really not like it. And then one day she just was fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So that, I think that definitely is a perk too.
It's a perk when they're young, because they don't know anything else.
It's one of the pros for sure.
And Maddie's kids, I feel like, are so adjusted to that. Like, they're just like chill about that stuff.
Yeah.
Like when we would go to the YMCA, you know, Jack is just like, all right, see you, mom. Like, go have a good workout. And I have like a terrorist that they have to come get me on the fucking treadmill because they're like, she hasn't stopped crying and throwing things in 20 minutes. You know, so I think there is something to be said for them just being able to adjust.
Yeah.
From a really early age.
And it really is. It's going to get to a point where Wednesday is like your favorite day of the week.
Yeah. And it's going to be the new normal soon enough. And
yeah.
I've.
Sweet baby.
Been through it once. I could do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just is.
It's hard though.
Before it happens, it's always hard. Scary. Totally. And so I've got to just get through the first day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tonight's going to be hard.
Yeah.
To and sleep if you need and us tomorrow.
To come over and drink some wine tomorrow. We can. Or yeah, you
we're
can come
available
over
tomorrow.
Let's just. For wine go drinking. Ahead and plan on it.
We can okay.
So. That would
and be then great. We're also available to help if it's too hard tomorrow. If you're like, I'm going to have a nervous breakdown, just tell me.
Y'all are both on the list. So if y'all end up, if I end up panicking.
Yeah. I won't even be in my house in the afternoon. Like, so
I'm like, go get him.
We can.
I mean, hopefully it doesn't come to that, but you know, it is nice to know that you have people nearby.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's the best.
Can go.
Also, it's so fun to think about, like, when, I don't know what age is they're not in high chairs, like 5, 6? When do they stop, not high chairs, in car seats?
Car seats?
Oh.
What is it? 5 or
are
6?
Are you counting a booster seat as
Brooks
a car seat?
Brooks is still in a car seat.
Really?
And he's 5.
It goes by weight.
He'll be 6. Oh my gosh.
He'll be 6 in November.
Well, anyway, in a million years when they're out, when we can just pick each other's fucking kids
up. Oh my God. I think about that all the time.
When we could just be like, hey, they're all at the soccer game. I'm going to grab all of them. I'll meet you at.
They just pile in.
Yes. They just pile in. What bliss.
Yes.
I'll probably
be the first. My mom used to pick literally 30 kids up.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that. I cannot wait for that.
Yeah.
And just to be able to take turns doing that.
And they would all come over and, we would just like hang and eat.
Oh.
And my mom had a big Suburban.
It'll be so nice.
Yeah. We just all
or even
the kids.
If the kids get in close enough. Well, no, that wouldn't work. Never mind. I was going to say if they all got in similar sizes so that they could all share. But with everybody, for the most part, having 2 kids, a car seat will be taken at all times.
What's nice with, I don't know if everyone does it, but you like take it and you like leave the baby carrier at the daycare, like outside the room.
Yeah.
So that like, I guess.
So if one of us needed to pick. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So that's nice. It's just like, it's those little things that are peace of mind.
Yeah.
It's small, but I'm just.
Well, like, don't feel like you're a burden if you're worried, then
if things
one
are,
of us can go.
If things are going, it'll be like, how is he doing? Like, if I know he's fine, I'll just power through. It'll be, well, it is what it is. But yeah, it's like if it is nice to know that if something is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Or even if you panic and literally can't drop him off. You know?
Yeah.
You could just take him to us.
Yeah.
Me and Farrah.
I feel like I'm pretty rock solid.
You mean
right?
I'll fight over him?
Like,
yeah. Mancy can come over and we'll just fight over him the whole time.
Yeah.
I'll have YY to myself tomorrow morning.
We'll have to set up the cameras for that one, you know? Yeah. Just duking it out.
Go viral.
Duking it out for Rudy.
Fighting over
two
the baby.
Two women fight over best friend's baby.
Because he's just too cute.
But he is too cute and it is so hard. I remember even just leaving Farrah with a babysitter for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
This girl, Kate, who's wonderful. And I found her on a site because I'm not from Nashville. Like, it's not like I grew up with people that live here.
Yeah.
I don't have like a network of family friends.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to ask around and then I found this site. I found one psychopath that I literally wouldn't even leave the room when she was at my house.
Oh.
She was like, I'll watch her and you can go like on your Peloton. And I was like, I'm good. I'm actually not even comfortable working out with you watching her.
Actually, oh my God. Get out of my 4 walls.
She might die.
Wait, how long did you keep her around?
Like an hour.
Oh, so this wasn't a continued.
This was like a trial.
Oh, like an hour. Like,
why did you keep
literally, she came over and she was like, she was just like super hippie, which is cool, but like it was almost druggy hippie.
Yeah, when it's not right, it's
where
not
I was
right.
Like,
yeah.
Ooh, yeah, something's not like something's not up. In this brain.
Yeah,
and then Farrah,
lights on nobody's home.
The lights are on in nobody's home. But like Farrah hated her, but that didn't say much because Farrah hated everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wasn't you.
Literally everyone but me for a very long time. So I was like, okay, she's not vibing with her, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything. Let me give it a chance. The woman was just so fucking weird.
How old was she?
Probably younger than me. I don't know. She might be in her early
30s. Like woo-woo or?
It's hard to describe. Nick got a weird vibe from her too. Like,
or hippie, like high. Like
she might have been high. I don't know. Okay. I don't know, but Farrah hated her so much and she just didn't know what to do. She nannied for her family, but I was like, as far as I'm seeing, you've never seen a child in your life.
Oh, no.
She didn't know how to like, she didn't get down to her level and talk to her in any kind of voice. You know how that's like what you have to do.
Yeah, I nannied
Did she hold her like list us?
No. Just bounce her to death.
Oh
my mom
gosh.
Like bounces babies to death.
Literally.
It's so jarring.
It's literally jarring.
It's jarring. Yeah.
She wasn't the same after that.
No. I'm like, mom.
She when she held Wyatt, I was
working.
Like, shake some of the crazy
Sarah's
out of
like,
him.
Mommy.
and then she's like, oh, he doesn't like it. Here. I'm like, nobody likes it. Nobody likes it.
Hello?
Not one person has ever liked it.
Liz can do whatever she wants.
She can.
Her.
She's an icon.
I love her so much.
But yeah, and so then she was like, I guess I'll just watch her and you can. I was like, well, I guess I'll just like work out or something. And then I was like, you know what? I'm not. I was like, you can go.
Yikes.
And then she wrote me afterwards and was like, I can't, you know, let me know when you need me. And I'm like, you're not needed.
You're not going to be needed.
And then I found this girl, Kate, who was just like normal and cute and like seemed like a normal person that I'd be friends with. And she came over and she sent me pictures the whole time.
Yeah.
And she was really communicative. And Farrah really liked her. But even then, I mean, the entire dinner, it was like the first time Nick and I had ever done it. And the entire dinner, I was just, I couldn't focus.
Mm-hmm. So hard.
Yeah. I couldn't focus on anything. And Nick was like, you know, trying to drink and trying to get down. I was like,
oh, and your brain is still at home.
I was like, I'm not ready to like actually relax.
Let's just like give it a second. Yeah.
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 It's a lot easier with the second. It could be the fact that Wyatt was such a crazy child that it was
you were like wanting to
I needed
escape.
The break, but I mean it's I don't yeah
you
not that
you
I don't
also have Polly and like you have people that you trust so much.
Oh yeah, if it was a brand new person that would be different, but
you just don't know.
Yeah,
there's horror stories like some of those nanny cam videos.
Oh yeah, yeah,
where you're like, oh my god.
Yeah,
just the way don't. I know,
but for the most part most people I think are okay.
Yeah.
You know,
they are. That's the facts.
A lot of these places, like, they have to vet you.
Oh, yeah.
They have to do their research or they'll get sued.
Yeah, he'll be in really good hands.
You know, you can't, like, you can't get away.
Well, and then on, like I said, Tuesdays with Bill, I'm gone. Wednesday is in daycare. Thursday, I'm gone. He's with my sister here.
Who you trust.
Then Friday's with my sister, but I'm here.
Yeah. So it's one day a week that he's somewhere.
Truly somewhere, yeah.
Like
just and Sid has all of our numbers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If she wants to go on a walk, I will go on a walk. Because Thursday mornings are usually my mornings with Wyatt when, like, we'll get coffee. So, I mean, I can tell Sid
so
if she
better.
Wants to go on a walk. Or I can bring Wyatt over
Fridays
here.
Fridays are my day with Farrah where we just hang out.
Especially when he's bigger and playing more. It's going to be so...
So we can... also, I haven't seen Sid in forever, so I would love to do that, actually.
Yeah. Definitely.
You just, you know
it's going to
be hard.
This is why you need a village.
I know.
You need a village.
Yeah, just my anxiety has eased a little bit.
Yeah,
it was building.
Good.
It was climbing.
Yeah.
Good.
And I mean, like Amy Keep... I mean, it's going to be hard tomorrow, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like... At this point, I'm just like, okay, tomorrow's going to be rough. And Thursday's going to be rough, too, even though he's going to be in Sydney. And it is what it is.
But, you know, it's going to be hard. But you might also just be able to take a deep breath for the first time in 4 months.
Yeah. I know, that's kind of
and like
I keep
and go
too.
To the bathroom alone.
That's gonna be wild.
And, I honestly keep going back to that because
and like being like, oh, I'm a human person. Mm-hmm. My child's okay. Mm-hmm. I will be so happy to reunite with him later.
Yeah.
But right now, I am a human person with a job and I can make jokes with Maddie.
Yeah.
And do normal things that you just can't do at home with a baby.
Yeah.
You just can't.
And people are like, not to toot my own horn, people are excited to see me.
Hell yeah, of course they're excited to see
y'all,
you.
Y'all want to know what Bill said? I can't remember if I told y'all. But he said, just walk in with your crown on, babe.
Bill, that's cute.
Thanks. But yeah,
that is cute.
So it'd be fun to see Maddie.
It'll be great. You're going to feel a lot of relief at the same time.
Mm-hmm. The girls I manage, the three girls, have all texted me and said they're so excited.
They're so sweet.
Yeah.
It's going to come in waves. There's going to be moments where you're like, oh my gosh, I haven't thought about Rudy in like a few minutes.
Yeah.
And then there's going to be waves where you're like, oh my God, I need a picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And ride the waves.
And
it's going to be
fine. If it was your first, then this would be like, oh my God, because he'd be so young. And so,
yeah,
but I think you'll be okay. It'll be hard, but I think you'll be okay because he's your second.
If I was full time in the office though, that would be a different story.
Yeah.
The fact that I think 2 days in the office would be perfect, but three is okay. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, I can handle this. So it'll be good. It'll be good. It's been a wonderful maternity leave. It really has. I mean, it's a lot of things, you know. We had a death in the family. We had a lot of visitors.
A lot of visitors.
Oh, I got dizzy.
People really like staying here.
Oh, they love it.
Yeah. That's the thing. We should definitely talk about that on a future episode. Like
the room at the Neighbor's Inn.
Goodness gracious.
Well, I think like there should be an unspoken rule that if you have a family, I mean, I don't know, because when we stay with Nick's family,
we do. I think it's
and
just
we stay
the
with
timing.
My family too, but
the timing just, and how many there were in a row.
I think at a certain number, you should be like, okay, we might be at the Airbnb point in life.
Sure.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's hard because money is so... we just bought tickets to go visit my family in Portland.
Oh, I didn't know that. When are you going?
We're going in the end of June.
Oh my gosh, what?
Yeah, because I want to see all my nieces and nephews.
I had no idea.
And I haven't seen them in forever. And we just haven't gone. And I'm just like, you know what? Let me just do it. The summer is beautiful there. I hate Nashville summer. I just hate the bugs. And I hate I'm used to East Coast summers or California summers. Just like beautiful fucking summers. And this heat here, the bugs.
It's
mostly the bugs.
It's pretty bad bug-wise.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have like the Italian blood that they love and they don't leave me alone. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you know what? Let me get away for the summer. It's so gorgeous there. We bought the tickets because she ain't free anymore.
No.
It was like $2,500.
I bet. That's a not easy
journey.
And
then, we're going to have to rent a car. That's 500 to $1,000 because it's a 7-day trip. Because we're going to have to, because we're going to have to go.
Oh, I'm so glad y'all are doing that.
Yeah, we're doing it. I'm really excited. But like, that's like over $3,000 without food.
Just the travel, not even the food, not the lodging.
No, so we're staying with my mom and then we're staying with my brothers. We're staying with my other brother in Seattle. But like, instances like that, it's like, fuck no, we're not getting an Airbnb.
Yeah.
Like, our gift is we're here.
Well, and it's also like when we go to see family, like we're going to like be with family.
Yeah.
So staying with somebody when they have the space.
That's part of it.
Okay, well, that's like the whole point.
Yeah, it's part of it.
Yeah, we also like kind of accept that too. Is like, well, if people are like coming to see us.
Yeah, exactly. You know, my dad is coming for her birthday next week. And him and his wife are not staying with us because my oldest brother, like, I guess bullied him into getting a hotel.
Oh, really?
He was like, I just think it's that my brothers are always trying to like I don't know, take care of me. And like, aww. But I actually told my dad, I'm like, I would love for you guys to stay because you get, when there's young kids involved, you get such a different experience. Mm-hmm. If you stay yeah. where oh, the yeah. kid lives. Because
the
they're up in the morning and it's just like you get a glimpse into their life. Also, our neighborhood is so beautiful.
Yeah.
But he's like, we'll get up in the morning and we'll come right to you guys. We'll spend the whole day and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay. And I know that I'll probably be grateful that he got a hotel.
Yeah, you will.
You will be.
Especially you know, with the bathroom. Brothers are like, don't worry, we did you a favor.
Pros outweigh the cons there, I think. But he better be there at 5 a.m. sharp.
Yeah, I was going to say, is he going
to
be there
ready
right
to greet Farrah at the bottom of the stairs?
Yeah, exactly. But
I'm
it'll
so
be,
excited to meet him.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's an interesting, funny human being. And it's going to be great. And he loves her, and it's going to be really good to have him because
he gets in.
Nobody
when?
Ever visits me.
I know.
None of my family. My mom does,
Liz
but like
does.
They're just far. They all have kids.
We visit you.
Yeah, you guys visit. But I mean, my whole family is in one place, and I'm here. So it's like it makes sense that I go to them.
100%. We do the same.
But it's like, it's just I don't know. But yeah, my dad's coming, and then I'm going there. And everyone lives there.
Yeah.
Everyone's in Portland.
It'll be good to see everyone.
It'll be awesome. I can't wait. And my brother's restaurant is there. And we just eat for free every day.
One of these days, five of us are going to go.
You guys will die if you go to my brother's restaurant. It's called Demo's a Pizza. It's in Portland.
Portland listeners?
Portland, Oregon. And it's literally voted best pizza. Like every year it's in a different magazine. It was in Esquire's top 10. It was in, I mean, literally famous basketball players were always like tweeting about it. Like his food is legit.
My mouth is watering.
It's not just pizza. Pizza is the main event, but it's, he cures his own meats. He bakes his own breads. He does French American California bistro, like where it's like, he makes grilled octopus and fresh everything. Like,
my gosh.
He makes these like it's just ridiculous sandwiches that.
The pictures of the sandwiches.
Oh, yeah. They're crazy.
I mean, he
insane.
Was trained in like some of the best places ever, you know? And then he grew up with my mom, who went to the Culinary Institute, who taught him so much. He was making me sushi when he was like 7. He was making me sushi.
And is Italian.
Yeah.
So
and he's
like,
Italian,
you know,
AF.
Like you have everything really stacked up there.
And so we go and I just fucking eat. So I just crush.
Does he just bring y'all food or
yes,
do you pick
we sit
stuff?
Down. No. We just
okay. Because like what would be your go-to order there? Like would you get the pizza or?
Yeah. I would always get at least one or two pizzas for the table.
Oh my God. I
would
go
get
so
two or
bad.
Three salads. Two or three apps, two or three sandwiches, and then you all just eat. But it is so much food, but he just sends everything. And then there's really, my brothers are all really good, really into beer. So it's like really good IPAs. Oh. Really good IPAs on tap. Oh. And
Macy loves an IPA.
Really, really good wines on tap.
It sounds so
like
great.
Like crisp white wines on tap. And
Lord have
and
one of these days
it's
we'll
outside
go.
And inside. So it's. It's like the greatest place on earth. When you go, it is packed. It is the greatest place
on earth.
That's
so cool.
Yeah, you guys will die. We have to take a Rock Me Mama trip with husbands.
We'll go.
And just go with the kids, everything, and just have a time there and just eat there for 3 full days.
Okay.
And just be fat.
My stomach is going to hate me, but.
Oh, whenever I go, I am like debilitated with, because I'm just, I eat myself to death.
Oh, I bet it's so worth it.
It's worth every.
How can you not?
Yeah, it's worth every pound.
How could you not do that?
Mm-hmm.
So I respect it.
It's so freaking good, you guys. Oh. And I'm not exaggerating. When you go, you're going to be like, this is better than what you said.
Oh, no, I absolutely believe you.
Yeah.
I absolutely believe you. And props to him for that.
I know.
Oh, he did so good. And he opened it during COVID.
That's awesome.
And he risked a lot.
Yeah.
He really knew, but payoff.
He risked a
lot. High risk, high reward.
Mm-hmm. And now he's doing so. He's opening up 2 more places. So, yeah. And he's my youngest brother.
Or?
No, different.
Aww, he's the baby.
He's my youngest brother. Yeah. So he's just doing so. All 3 of my brothers are doing so well.
It's so awesome.
They're really successful. I'm proud.
That's wonderful.
Aww.
I'm proud. And now that we've renovated our bathroom, we have $30 to our name. So I might be begging my brothers for money.
What are your brothers for?
Help your big sis out.
Yeah.
They would.
Crazy.
I bet they would. That's sweet.
What else? Well, on that,
we made it. Maybe we just end
just
on,
wrap
on that
it
yummy
up.
Food note.
Cheers to $30.
And send some good well wishes.
Yes,
to
everyone,
Morgie
send well
Rudy.
Wishes.
Thanks
to
for letting
Rudy.
Me talk about it.
Yeah,
well,
it's good
yeah,
to talk. You have to talk about
so
it.
So many listeners that are about to go through it too.
I know.
Yeah, it's really helpful. Yeah, thank you.
It's gonna be great,
and it's okay to not be okay about it.
Yeah, yeah totally
that's
is.
You know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. All right, guys. We'll see you next week.
Rock, rock, rock me, mama.